You read about this in the Psalm 56 and in the verse 8, where we read, "Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" God has a book of tears. You see, God's people are a people of tears. This is a sad world. You know, there's a flood of tears every day that flows through this world. The psalmist said, "I'm weary with my groaning. All the night I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears." And there are people like that, you know. And there are some Christians that are like that. And their pillow's soaking wet at night. "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears." My tears. So what does God do with these tears? Does he care at all about them? Yes, he cares. Our text shows that. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And whenever we go into his library and we start to pull down this volume, and there's something beside that volume as well, which we'll refer to you in a moment. But whenever you begin to look at these two items, you begin to see he does care. This librarian cares. He even cares about tears. He even writes about crying. In this verse, there are two receptacles for tears. There is, first of all, the bottle, God's bottle. "Put thou my tears into thy bottle." And then there is the book. "Are they not in thy book?" So there are two receptacles. There is the tear bottle itself. It's in the library too. But there's also the recording all about those tears in a book. God collects the tears and God catalogues the tears. That's what this verse is about. Now, I don't know if you're a collector, but you know, men especially, they seem to like collecting. But collectors collect things. And men collect different things. Maybe they collect coins. Maybe they collect stamps. And they have their collection. The collection is one thing. But then they also catalog their collection. They like to do that. They like to keep a record of the cost and the history of the item and the circumstances surrounding that item, what country it's from, what time period it's from. And so there's all this detail, all this record kept in a book, and then there's the collection of the items themselves. And God is a precious and dear collector. And it just shows the kind of God he is. He collects tears. Imagine that. Tears. That hardly anybody sees. That most are done behind closed doors. And God, he goes from house to house and from couch to couch. And he collects the tears. And when he gets them to heaven, not only that, he writes it all down. He catalogues all about it. What caused those tears. What brought about those tears. How I relieved those tears. It's all there. He's so good. He's so gracious. All your tears, he writes up. He is gracious, this divine librarian. And this book betrays the great graciousness of his heart.